Good morning. We're continuing in Chayolim Klal Tes. We're looking at Simon Gimel. L'chein nochon l'vorach b'rich z'tara tekev achar hirotzon k'nam l'olam hayodam. So it's a question which he's dealing with. When is the appropriate time in the tefillah to say b'rich z'tara? Sukkim that we're going to mention or allude to in davening, which they are said for tefillah purposes, not for limud purposes, do not require b'rich z'tara. That's the assumption that he's going with. A. B. If you look at some old Siddurim, you'll see that actually the minhag of many people was to wait to say Birchas HaTorah until right before Karbonis. We're reading the Pesukim of the Karbonis, and the quote from Abai from the Gemara, the Mishnayot of Ezel Mekayman, the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel. So that's there for Limutar purposes. So at that point in time, whereas beforehand it's tefillah purposes, at that point in time they would say Birchas HaTorah. They would wait to say Birchas HaTorah till after Birchas HaShachar, and to after Lelem HaYodam. And before they would start Kabbalas, they would say the Birchas HaTorah. So the Chayyadam is saying that he would suggest to say it earlier, before Lelem HaYodam, before the paragraph of Lelem HaYodam, you should say Birchas HaTorah. Why is that? The Kiman Shanonoigim Lemer Pasuk Shema Yisrael Mechavnin Kekar B'Torah Kedei Sheyemer Keseder Birchas HaTorah Bracha Shal Kriya Shema Kadon L'Kriya Shema. We say the Pasuk of Shema in the paragraph of La'alam He'aldam. Now we do not say it for tefillah purposes to be yotze to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, because we plan to be yotze to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema preferably later on when we say all of the paragraphs of Shema being surrounded by the brachas which Chazal instituted for the purpose of saying Shema. So that's the appropriate time to fulfill the mitzvah of Shema. So we're not having Kavanah to be Yotzah right now, we're planning to be Yotzah later on. So why are we saying the Pasuk of Shema right now? We say it as if we're reading from the Torah. Okay, so we're saying this as like a form of learning Torah. So you should say the bracha of Asher Bachar Bono, and it's told you it's very important to make sure that you say it before you learn any Torah. You should say that bracha earlier. Can also learn the Kana Birchas HaTorah. And the minhag which we have, the Chayyadim mentions that now became saying nowadays in his day. It means in his time. It started now this new minhag to move the bracha of Birchas HaTorah all the way to the beginning of davening. A person would say the bracha of the Til Shadayim, Asher Yatzar, Elokei Neshama, and immediately say Birchas HaTorah, not wait to say Birchas HaShachar, and then Lelem HaYodam, and then to say Birchas HaTorah. If you look, interestingly enough, if you look at the order of the Shulchan Aruch, you will notice that Birchas HaShachar is printed in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Mem Vav, and Birchas HaTorah is printed in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Mem Zayin. And the Chayyadim as well, we learn Birchas HaShachar in Klal Ches, and Birchas HaTorah is placed in Klal Tes, because apparently the ancient minhag was not to say Birchas HaTorah until later on after Birchas HaShachar, not the way we do it nowadays, that we do it before Birchas HaShachar. Dalet, Tekev Acher Birchas HaTorah Tzarech L'Armer Eza Psukim. Immediately after you say Birchas HaTorah, it's a bracha doing a mitzvah, so you cannot interrupt between the bracha and the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is learning. So immediately after you say Birchas HaTorah, the Chayyadim says a person should be makbid to immediately say some psukim or words of Torah. If a person would interrupt between saying the bracha and starting to learn, tzarech lachzor levarich. So the Chayyadim says you would have to repeat the bracha. Like any Birchas HaMitzvahs, a person says the bracha. Before doing the mitzvah, he interrupts and speaks. He says he has to say the bracha again. That's why we say these different parts of Torah, psukim from the Torah, a quote from a brisa, a quote from a quote from a mishnah, a quote from a brisa. The mishnah el dvarim is a mishnah in Masechtas Peah, and the second el dvarim which we say is a brisa. So we have from the Chumash, we have from the Mishnayos, we have from the Brisos. And the Mishnah Berurah says on this That what the Chidam takes as a given, that there's a problem of an interruption. This is actually a disagreement amongst the Rishonim, a disagreement amongst how we, the later Poskim, how we Paskin. There's an opinion that says that the bracha is set on the learning which we're going to do throughout the day. And a person is never really, truly, Mesiach Das, he never truly loses thought of the fact that he's planning to learn during the day. And that's why later on in the day, when we sit down to learn and having gotten up in the morning, said a bracha, learned something, went off to work and got involved in work for 8 hours, and then we open a sefer later on in the evening. Why don't you need a new bracha? There's been a long interruption between the two acts of learning, so you're Mesiach Das, your mind has wandered from that focus, and now you need a new bracha. Why don't we make a new bracha? Because we say a person in the back of his mind is always lurking the awareness of the responsibility to learn Torah. And therefore, that would allow these Rishonim say, it's clear from Tosfos that at the time of Tosfos, they did not say anything after Birchas HaTorah. There was no, those psukim were not said. And Tosfos is grappling with why isn't it a problem of Hafsek? And Tosfos says, you're making the bracha on the learning which you will be doing throughout the day. So the fact that you interrupt in between does not cause you to lose your bracha. So in case a person spoke, he has a suffix. So Mishnah Berurah suggests, instead of repeating the bracha like the Chayyadim is saying, because it could be a Yirah Yotzei, but rather when you get to the bracha of Ava Rabba in Birchas Kriyashma, have in mind to allow to use that bracha in place of your Birchas Torah. We'll talk about more about that soon. Have a good morning.